You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Changes could be coming to Jackson's downtown parking garage. The free parking option on Millward and Simpson can hold roughly 300 vehicles and allow them to stay there for up to 2 days. Today, staff are discussing with council members options to possibly reduce that window or install an automated ticketing system. Currently, the building is open for anyone to drive in or out of. The report before council states that it can be difficult in the summer months for people who work in the downtown area to find parking spots, given the high number of visitors to the region who often use the garage for days at a time, and that some drivers have figured out ways to evade parking enforcement and stay in the garage longer than the 48-hour allowed window. Staff say their recommendations to change how the parking garage is currently used will align better with the city's transportation goals to encourage people to travel by walking, biking, carpooling, or public transit. Teton County may have an official plan soon to preserve and improve water quality in the region over the next 2 decades. Local commissioners recently reviewed an over 1,000-page document for hours that recommends some potentially expensive improvements. Dante Filippa-Ankney reports.
A study on water in the area in 2017 found high levels of nitrates near Hoback and an E. coli outbreak in flattened fish creeks. Groups such as Protect Our Water Jackson Hole have been working on the issue since and was one of the partner organizations to present the massive plan. The discussion lasted about 7 hours, and when all was said and done, Kevin Regan from Protect Our Water said he's feeling optimistic.
We've worked very hard, project partners, to develop the water quality management plan, and now is the time for action.
The plan suggests creating a countywide water sampling plan and amendments to the county's land development regulations to ensure responsible growth, among other recommendations. Chris Colligan works with the county and helped present the plan to commissioners.
Clean water is one of the most basic requirements of a healthy ecosystem and community.
Some funding for improvements exists due to a special purpose excise tax passed in 2022, but more funding is needed. County staff estimate improvements in the plan could cost around $200 million. County commissioners and town councilors are expected to vote on a final plan this summer. For KHOL, I'm Dante Filippa-Ankney.
The Bureau of Land Management's long-awaited draft plan for managing greater sage grouse in the western U.S. has been released. There are 6 alternative options presented, ranging from the status quo to basically shutting down energy development in sage grouse habitat. Bob Budd leads Wyoming's sage grouse efforts and says the public comment period is open.
There are other alternatives, obviously, that clearly will not work and are not really in the interests of the species. Don't waste a whole lot of time on those because we need to get the one that we want right.
Which is actually the BLM's preferred alternative. It seems to strike a balance between conservation and development. But Bud says the draft plan is 1,300 pages, and he hasn't read it all yet, so there could still be parts that the state has qualms with. The public comment period is open through mid-June. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.